Ask Emily and Garth, a special invitation for Anthony Corona Substack readers and the Sunday Edition family of podcasts and digital media content services. By Anthony Corona and Barbara Hinsky. Friends, have you ever wondered what your guide dog might really think about your fashion choices, your weather concerns, or your secret snack stash? You are not alone. This is exactly the kind of question we explore every 2 weeks in Ask Emily and Garth. Written by author and friend Barbara Hinsky and Anthony Corona, host of Sunday Edition, this delightful feature alternates between the voices of Emily, a thoughtful and experienced guide dog handler, and Garth, her loyal and hilariously insightful guide dog. Together, they aim to entertain, offer insights into the handler and dog partnership, and reflect on the wild and wonderful world we all navigate together. Barbara loves connecting with this community and says some of her most heartfelt messages come from you. Sunday Edition continues to spotlight our community with advocacy, inspiration, and storytelling at its heart. A quick disclaimer, we are not professionals. Ask Emily and Garth is meant to be fun, thoughtful, and lighthearted. If you are facing a serious behavioral concern or any kind of safety issue, we strongly recommend contacting your guide dog school after graduation support program. One more friendly reminder, do not forget to reach out to your amazing puppy raisers from time to time. A quick note or photo means the world to them. Now, let us get to this edition's questions. Question 1. Maya from Portland, Oregon. Dear Emily and Garth, I just came home with my third guide dog, Luna. I love her name. Her work is incredible, but she has a habit I cannot seem to break. She is fascinated with my flip-flops and any rubber shoes I own. She steals, hides, and plays with them like they are toys. I have hidden them in my closet, but sometimes she sneaks in and grabs one when I take them off. I am frustrated. How can I teach her that my shoes are not her toys? Emily says, Maya, I feel this deep in my soul. Transitioning to life with a new guide dog is always full of joy and a bit of chaos. When they are young or especially playful, these mystery item missions can become daily games. Make a clear distinction between her toys and your shoes. Redirect her every time, gently and calmly, and then praise her when she chooses the right thing. Refresh the toy bin with textures she loves. Consider a simple lock or organizer for the closet to remove temptation while the habit resets. Garth replies, Luna, I get it. Flip-flops smell like sunshine and human joy. Maya, she is bonding with your scent and testing what is fair game. She is curious, not naughty. Offer a toy that carries your scent and reward her when she chooses it over the flip-flop. Keep the closet closed. We are clever, but we also love clear rules. Question 2. Jordan from Scottsdale, Arizona. Dear Emily and Garth, I just moved from St. Paul to Arizona, and the climate is so different. And so, I am afraid to work my guide Ranger outside. I know I am probably overthinking this, but can you suggest tips on how to work him in extreme heat safely for both of us? Emily says, Jordan, you are not overthinking this. Heat and paws are a big deal. Check pavement temperature with the back of your hand and avoid peak sun hours. Early mornings and evenings are your best friends. Use shady routes when possible. Consider a cooling vest, frequent water breaks, and shorter working intervals while you both acclimate. Ranger's health and confidence matter as much as your mobility goals. Give yourself time to adjust. Garth replies, Ranger, hot paws are no joke. If your person would not walk barefoot on that sidewalk, neither should we. Booties are not glamorous, but they protect. Choose shade when you can, drink water, and remind your person to hydrate. If you tire faster, that is wisdom, not weakness. Ask for a break. That is leadership. Additional comments from Emily and Garth. Emily. Listeners, I know we love starring in adventures you love, and from myself, Garth, and all our friends and family, I would like to thank you for your loyal support of our stories and adventures. Barbara has created another wonderful world in the Rosemont series. Maggie, John, and an adorable pup named Eve anchor a series of heartwarming stories that will invite you in, soothe and entertain, as well as captivate your imagination. If you have not dipped a toe into the world of Rosemont, please search for the first book in the series wherever you listen to your audiobooks. Please also take the time to leave some fabulous reviews on Barb's books. The reviews help to drive traffic to our beloved author's work and can be instrumental in helping the world at large discover Garth and my stories and shine much-needed light onto our community. Also, please reach out to the Hallmark Channel and ask when Guiding Emily will receive a sequel. The project has been in the works a long time, and your outreach may be the straw that ignites the fire for the second Emily and Garth adventure. Garth. While you're at it, please check out Anthony's interviews with Barb and the silky-toned Dina Perlman by searching for Sunday Edition with Anthony Corona wherever you listen to your podcasts. The Sunday Edition family of podcasts and digital media content services is growing fast, amplifying the voices of the blind and low-vision community through storytelling and advocacy. Anthony and his friends are helping to show the world what rich and wonderful lives we can live, as well as having the hard conversations and inspiring advocacy. Plus, his guide Bodhi rocks. You can see all of the work in podcasts at www.anthonycorona.com and check out the Corona FM tab for 24 hours of streaming content from the Sunday Edition Podcasts Archive. And hey, don't forget to treat your guides to something special this holiday season. I suggest Cheetos. Want to read more? Join the fun! Ask Emily and Garth appears every 2 weeks on the Sunday Edition email list and in the Above the Fold Sunday Edition News Facebook group. We answer 2 reader-submitted questions every 2 weeks, and we would love to hear from you. To submit a question, send an email with the subject line, Ask Emily and Garth. For live listening and replays, see the links at the end of this post. Thank you for supporting Ask Emily and Garth and for lifting up community-based work across the Sunday Edition family of podcasts and digital media content services. We cannot wait to hear your questions. Until then, keep wagging and wondering. Warmly, Anthony and Barbara, Ask Emily and Garth. Sunday Edition at anthonycorona.com. You can access Sunday Edition with Anthony Corona wherever you listen to your podcasts.